Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Bereishis, Tavshinayin Zayin. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha about the tragic story of Cain and Hevel. As we know, Cain and Hevel both brought karbonis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Cain's was not accepted, Hevel's was accepted. And the Mefarshim explain that Cain brought an inferior quality to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hevel brought a more superior quality to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban says that Cain was the first one to bring the carbon. He introduced into the world the concept of bringing a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something which hadn't been done until then, which was a very, very noble act. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asks, why is it that if Cain had this grand idea to be makriv, to sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something which he had planted, something which he had worked on, something which he had toiled, why did he bring an inferior quality? Why didn't he bring something more superior like Hevel did? And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz famously in the Shmuel says that this is the teva of a person, even when he is giving of himself. But the teva of a person is that he gives something which he'll just be yaitza with. It's enough. I don't need to give more. I don't need to go all the way. It's enough if I give just something which is passable. I can get by with it. Hevel, on the other hand, saw this concept from Cain and he said, let me take it all the way. Let me take the mitzvah and take it as far as I can go with it. And give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the greatest gift that I can possibly give. The greatest quality I could possibly give. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz points out that this is tragic on another level. Because the truth was that there were only four people at the time in the world that were able to even have something to eat. Adam, Chava, Cain, and Hevel. So even with all that Cain would have brought, all of the great superior quality of fruits and vegetables, or whatever it was, it's a machlekes what he brought, but that food would not have been eaten anyway. It would have gone to waste. So he would not have been able to even eat it and be benefited from on his own. And still, he was not able to get past this idea of giving too much, of not giving everything that he should possibly give. Another lesson to learn from Cain is later on in this parasha. After he murdered his brother, HaKadosh Baruch Hu famously asked him, "Ei Hevel Achicha, where is your brother? Kol Demei Achicha Tzayakin Me'adama. The blood of your brother is crying from the ground." And after that, Cain says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Gadol Avayni Minasoy. My Avera is too great. I cannot continue." The pasuk tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Cain, "Vayemer Hashem al Cain." Hashem said to Cain, "Lama charalach? Why are you sad? Lama naflu panecha? Why has your face fallen?" This seems odd. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chastising Cain for the fact that he's in despair, that he's sad. Cain just murdered his brother, just turned the world upside down, did something that had never been done before, did something which was a foreign concept. Why was it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him to task? Lama charalach v'lama naflu panecha? Why do you despair? Why are you sad? Why is it that you're not happy? And the Chasam Sofer explains something which has a profound impact on our lives and something which we should learn after this season of tshuva that we have just passed. The Chasam Sofer says that one will never succeed in doing tshuva if he's in despair. If a person is depressed, if a person is sad, he's done an avera, or he's sad for other reasons. Maybe it's a parnasa issue, maybe it's a ruchnias issue, maybe it's a chinuch issue, whatever it might be. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Cain that yes, you have done something terrible, but now you're doing something even worse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always accepts our tshuva, even for the worst averas. But if we fall into deep despair and depression, we'll never be able to do the tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. We'll never be able to come back to him. And there is a slight remez, there's a slight simen, a slight hint in the psukim, where the Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Cain an ois, he gave him a sign, levilti hakois oisoi kol maitzoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sign of Cain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a sign on Cain's body that no one is allowed to touch him. And the Svarim HaKadoshim say that this is a remez, Levilti HaKoysoi Soi Kol Maitsoi, that no one who finds him should hit him, but it also means Levilti HaKoysoi Soi, that whatever something will hit us, anything in life that comes our way, Kol Maitsoi, that we might find, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us that that's not a reason not to do tshuva. And that's merumas in this pasuk. So now, as we come out of the great Yom Neroim and the beautiful holiday of Sukkot, whatever it might be that gets us down, we have to remember that we have to perpetuate this season of tshuva. And we have to perpetuate it by always being happy, by always having a positive countenance, by not falling into despair and depression, and not letting things get us down. And with that, we'll be able to be mamshich to continue this El and Tishrei glorious days of tshuva and the Yom Tov of Sukkot, which is a continuation. We'll be able to take that into the winter and in Mir Hashem continue throughout the rest of the year. Good Shabbos.